All right, up next, California coach Justin Wilcox, and the Golden Bears are on the road at Oregon State this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of David Bush, Bear Insider.
Morning, Coach. Just Oregon State's defense has not been all that successful, but can you tell what they're trying to do, and have they gotten better as you look at the game to game?
Yes, they have gotten better, and I know I see what they're trying to do, and I know their defensive coordinator well. I worked with him at Wisconsin. He's an excellent coach, and they're learning a new system, and you see him get better each week. So. Absolutely, they're improving, and they have good schemes, and I know it'll be another challenge for our offense.
What's their base package? What do they line up in usually?
They're like a lot of people these days. They'll play both 3-4 odd defense, and then they'll play 4 down nickel defense, and play different coverages, so they're multiple.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, since you began coaching, what's the biggest facet of football that has changed from then till now?
Could you ask that one more time? You broke up.
Coach, since you started coaching, what's the biggest facet of football that has changed the most from then till now?
Well, I mean, that's a kind of a wide-ranging question. I mean, there's a lot of things that have changed in terms of the way the game's played. Recruiting's changed. The rules have changed some. The fundamentals of the game remain as important as ever. So in that way, it hasn't changed. But I think, you know, if you have something specific, are you talking about scheme, or are you talking about the recruiting process, or what exactly?
Coach, more about scheme, you know, on the field, what has changed the most?
I think the pace of the game, some of the tempo, you know, the quarterback run game. I mean, people have been doing that a long, long time, and, you know, wing T and option offense, but now the way that people get to it, it's a little bit different. I wouldn't say that the plays have changed, but maybe the spacing on the field and how they get to those plays has changed a little bit. And the speed of the players and the one-on-one matchups that creates, you see that more than you did 15, 20 years ago.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. And it's a little bit touchy. Does the NCAA need to revisit the targeting rule at the end of the year? Because I'm seeing a lot of defensive players that are being ejected, and the offensive player is changing their angle, and there's no time and space to change what the defense is doing. Do they need to maybe change the penalty to maybe a second time or something? Because it seems a pretty harsh penalty for a defender.
I think everybody is in favor of playing the game better and cleaner and trying to reduce the risk of injury. How we go about that, I think everybody's working on it. And what the answer is, I don't think there's one answer, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that will be discussing it. You know, we get the rules, and we try to play by the rules, and you know, what we're focused on as a team, to be honest with you, is trying to get better and play better football, and we understand what the rules are, and we try and play by those.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
All good.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, that'll do it, Justin. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend. See ya.